Welcome to the Think TLH podcast, brought to you by the Knight Creative Communities Institute. This is a show about innovators, creative thinkers, and individuals that are making transformative change here in Tallahassee, Florida. Welcome, Think TLH podcast listeners. Today we have with us Ricardo Schneider, president and CEO of Danfoss TurboCore. In 1933, Danfoss was founded in Denmark, but then in 2004, they began to acquire Danfoss TurboCore. The business has grown from a solo enterprise into one of the world's leading suppliers of innovative and energy-efficient solutions. Right here in Tallahassee, Florida, is the location of a Danfoss TurboCore facility and the Tallahassee Application Development Center. Ricardo, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us today.
You're very welcome.
So tell us a little bit about how Danfoss began in Tallahassee. You know, I've heard that when you first chose to expand to this community, you know, all of the workforce wasn't necessarily super excited to come live in Tallahassee, but now they really are deeply vested and very connected and really have made Tallahassee their home. Tell us a little bit about that transformation.
Let's go back to early 2000s when the company was in Montreal, Canada, as a research and technology company. And Danfoss got to acquire the company in 2004. We acquired 50% of the company, and we are looking for the best location to expand the business and transform the company from R&D to more manufacturing and more leading company in this field, not only in technology and R&D. So we look at different options that we had at the time, and the decision was to move to Tallahassee, Florida, because the potential collaboration with the Maglab and the potential collaboration with the local universities. So that was primarily the decision and the process to select Tallahassee. And the first reaction from the team in Montreal to move to deep south U.S. On the hot and humid weather, it was a challenge itself. And also, let's say, Tallahassee comparing with Montreal is a much smaller town, and the people were really concerned about the move. So when the teams moved down here and they started to better understand the community, to engage with the local activities, cultural activities, with this beautiful, nice environment that surrounds Tallahassee. So the families became much more comfortable. They start to really engage with community activities. And today we have a tremendous positive environment being part of the community. And all employees, they feel that we became an active member, contributing to the community. But also, let's say that they are all looking to stay here and to grow their families here.
And that is one thing that's really special about Leon County and our greater Tallahassee area is our quality of life. You mentioned the universities, you mentioned the Maglab. You know, we really are a hub for innovation and culture, and then wonderful outdoor opportunities, but while also having these world-class schools, public schools, and our universities as well. So tell us a little bit about how you collaborate with our local universities and also with the Maglab.
First of all, let's say we hire very high-qualified people. So being a leader and a pioneer of this technology, our the pool of talents is global, and we attract people from all over the globe. So the level of activities in our community that attracted this group of high-educated young families, it is a balance of life. It's finding our community good cultural activities, finding clean environment spaces, and being part of a well-educated community. So this is kind of a very good combination, what we can find in Tallahassee, to bring all these elements together.
And Leon County is home to, in the state of Florida, we have the highest number of residents with a bachelor's degree or higher. And what I think is also interesting is, just according to the latest census data, we have the youngest population in Florida, with our average age being right around 30 years old. And I feel like that really contributes to having such top-notch universities and also community college, you know, right here in our own backyard.
And we have, let's say, as you were mentioning, a tremendous collaboration with Florida State University. Mm-hmm. There are three areas of tremendous synergies between us and what is going on in terms of research around our community. That is the air propulsion lab. We do a lot of fluid dynamics simulation, a lot of work in the same space as the jet engines or airplanes. And another tremendous area of collaboration is with the MagLab, because we do a lot of magnetic science applied to magnetic bands. So it's very important to be close to the knowledge, close to people that have the basic fundamentals of the technology. And there's another element that is to be explored is around power electronics. So FSU has one of the largest labs for a simulation of smart grids, and the tremendous potential to collaboration in these three main areas that I just mentioned.
That's wonderful. Now, I know sustainability is also important to Danfoss TurboCore, and in the 1990s, you all really started putting an emphasis on sustainability. What are some examples of sustainable practices that you follow within your organization?
I think that we practice this by example. So our product, our technology, is enabling larger conditioning systems to reduce up to 50% energy in conditioning systems. So just the fact that we can reduce such large amount of energy, we are reducing CO2 emission indirectly. And Danfoss, as a Danish enterprise, we have a lot of commitment to continue to reduce emissions, to do more with less. So we have metrics to save water, to save electricity, and to make sure that we take care about all the elements that has an impact on the environment.
And give us a few examples of places where Danfoss TurboCore's technology is in some of our daily lives. Like, I understand, aren't you all involved, like, maybe in some supermarket cooling systems, or, you know, where can we see some of the technology?
The Danfoss as a such is in all of our homes in some way today, in components that goes in refrigeration, air conditioning, hydraulic systems. Danfoss TurboCore specifically is in our lives providing comfort to very large spaces. For example, if you look at the labs around us, some of these labs cool down with Danfoss TurboCore technology. So we are actively very engaged with cooling data centers.
Good.
So when you're using your mobile phone, you're sending pictures to the cloud, this all goes to data centers, and all these data centers require a tremendous amount of cooling to cool down the electronics. Another example is we do a lot of cooling for hospitals, very large hospitals in the country or in Europe and Asia are cooled down with our product, because it's not only saving energy, but it's extremely quiet. So it is a lot of requirements, obviously, in these spaces that noise is not a good thing in hospitals, schools. So there are multiple applications where we can save energy and provide comfort in a sustainable way.
Well, we're very thankful you do what you do. Living in Florida, I can't imagine living here without air conditioning.
Yeah, we say that there's no life in Florida without air conditioning.
So it's good you're all here doing the research and making that innovation happen.
That's right.
You began working with Danfoss in 1993, and since then have held several positions in different countries before joining Danfoss TurboCore in 2009. So after traveling all over the world, what do you think it is that makes Tallahassee special?
I moved here in 2009. It was an interesting move because I have three kids and my lovely wife. We were living for the last 10 years prior to Tallahassee in Washington area, Washington, Baltimore area. And when we came here the first time, we saw this small city. It was really something that were kind of challenging as a family. Since we have been settled down here, and we have been here for 10 years now, we learned that this community is very close to our values, very close to the things that we believe that is good to grow up our kids, to provide the right education, and provide the quality of life that we all deserve. So we make a decision a couple of years ago to make Tallahassee home. So we have been traveling all over the world, living in four different countries. It was time to settle down and say a place that we can call home. And we love this weather. We love to be in a city that has such high quality of cultural life. And we are all outdoor guys. We like to play tennis, fishing, paddle boarding, and doing a lot of activities outdoor, and offer so much good quality and balance in life. And we are very proud to say that Tallahassee we call home now.
Well, we're glad you are calling it home. If you could add something to Tallahassee that you think would help make, you know, your workforce more innovative or more creative, what would that be?
Bring more companies like Danfoss TurboCore. So I have been here for 10 years. I can see in the space of and the scale that Tallahassee deserve, we probably are the last big company to move in. For us, it's very hard to hire and recruit people when they come here, let's say, spouses, they want to work. They want to get a quality job. And as I said, most of these young, high-educated families, both wives, husbands, working in a very educated people. So let's say we needed to create a strategy to be successful to attract more business. Like Danfoss TurboCore to Tallahassee. We need to create an ecosystem that, let's say, there are multiple venues and channels for job options for young families. It's hard to be alone, very hard to be alone. We have been challenging the strategy to be more focused on where we can win the game. That's around magnetic technologies. That's the reason why Danfoss TurboCore is here in town. If you go out and look for companies that are as dependent as we are from magnetic technologies, like MRI companies or telecommunication companies, some kind of companies that are deeply in the magnetic technology, we have a much better chance to attract these companies. So I think over the last 2 years, there is a reshape in our strategy, in our community. There are a lot of leaders moving this direction because probably is the best chance that we have to attract companies to our community is to make sure the companies see us as the emerging global technology center for magnetic technologies.
And our what we do already with magnetic research, you know, a lot of people that live here don't even realize it. You know, just for example, right down the street at the Mag Lab, you know, a lot of people know, oh, we're home to the world's largest magnet, but they don't realize actually we're home to the world's sixth largest magnets. And then even just all the thousands of scientists that come in from across the world annually just to do research at the Mag Lab. And you're absolutely right. You know, it's an area where we already have such a strength in terms of being a leader in the world in terms of magnetic research, and how can we build upon that and help draw more businesses to come, because then that just leads to more collaboration and more opportunities.
Absolutely. Let's say we first need to educate our own community, who we are.
Absolutely.
how we can win the game out there to attract companies. Every member of our community should be an advocate to tell who we are, what we are doing, why we are the best in the world. So as much as we can communicate, as you are doing here, to our community to really understand who we are and what we can offer. We all became an ambassador. We all became a salesperson for the community. But if we do not, educate our own people, our own community, our battle is going to be very difficult, because it's required tremendous effort to everyone to push in the same direction.
Absolutely. And I know even where you all are located in Tallahassee is called Innovation Park. And that's, of course, you have the Mag Lab right down the street. You know, there's a lot of companies that you all work together in one way or the other. Was that strategic to be located in Innovation Park, or did that happen organically? How did that work?
The Innovation Park came as part of the move from Canada to U.S. I was not part of the move at the time, but the Innovation Park was designed to host companies like ourselves. Unfortunately, we are one of the few left here. So we are surrounded by research institutions like FSU, the Mag Lab. So we need more private sector coming here to be part of this ecosystem. So the Innovation Park has a lot of space to bring these potential companies, and it's a question to all of us as a community to work together. The city of Tallahassee, Leon County, FSU, Mag Lab, private sector, all work in one direction to attract more business.
Well, we really look forward to having you be part of that conversation and help push this community forward in the right direction. Because I know you don't ever want to be alone here in doing what you do.
Yeah, we do, let's say, our best. We are part of this magnetic task force that's going on. We try to make sure that we bring a fair and good balance, looking from the private sector point of view, and making sure that the public sector understand the needs of the private sector and address all the issues that we have when we make decisions to come to a place like Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. So we needed to be prepared upfront with all the incentives, the package, the things that we want to do to bring people here. So I think that I see over the last 2 years a very good progress in this direction, and I'm very excited about it.
Well, good. Well, we're excited to have you at the helm working with the team as y'all move in that right direction. Now, switching back a little bit to talk specifically about Danfoss TurboCore, you know, you all seem to be constantly innovating. And in 2012, you were the first to integrate variable speed technology in commercial air conditionings. It was called the Danfoss Link. And you did smart heating. That's when smart heating was introduced. And then in 2014 alone, I read that you had 213 new patents were granted.
Yeah, this is, a part of the Danfoss culture. So Danfoss is looking continuously in terms of technologies that can improve in energy efficiency. TurboCore, as a search, we are the one who invented this technology. Not too long time ago, we were the only one that was producing this technology with the magnetic bands, with the high integrated electronics and artificial intelligence. And today we are far the biggest one in the world. So we have equal penetration in US, Europe, and China. So this TurboCore technology is really becoming the mainstream and is growing very fast. And it's all good for the society, because as much as we grow, we need less energy to provide the same comfort. We need less energy to provide cooling to data centers. And we need less burning fossil fuel to reduce CO2 emission. So all this is good for not only for the business, but the society as a such.
Well, thank you for being the lead and really promoting that culture of innovation and progressiveness. And I mean, you all really are constantly changing and adapting with the times. And I'm just excited to see with you at the helm, you know, how you help push that innovation and creativity in our greater Tallahassee area as well. So thank you for choosing to call this
home.
And
I have to say that, a team sport, let's say all this is done because we have a great team here in Tallahassee. We have the best researchers that we can find all over the globe are here working for moving the boundaries of our industry further. So we have 28 different nationalities in this building, engineers, computer science, people coming from all over the globe to make a contribution. So for me, leading the company is a very easy job because we have such talented people, such committed people that, let's say, it is my privilege to work with them. So we cannot have a better organization as we have in Tallahassee.
Well, Ricardo, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us today. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute. If you want to learn more or hear other episodes, go to kccitallahassee.com/thinktlh. Please also subscribe to the show through Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, give us a review. And for more updates, follow us at KCCI Tallahassee on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check back every Thursday for another episode of Think TLH. Our show is produced and edited by Allison Levitt. And I'm Betsy Couch, and you've been listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute.